Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our second passage is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So in case you were surprised this morning, it is, yet again, Stewardship Sunday. And it may feel like that came awfully quick this year, but I think that's just because we've had a very busy year up until this point with our lovely 175th celebration and our mission study that has concluded more recently and all of the other things happening around the church. And oftentimes when we come to stewardship season and to the Stewardship Sunday, we really focus in on the financial needs and part of our pledging, which makes sense. You need money to keep things running and to keep the church afloat, or at least paying the bills so that we can have heat and cooling and all that lovely stuff. But this year, I wanted to focus a little bit more on the other parts of stewardship and pledging, which is the time and the talents that God has given each of us, gifts that we indeed are still called to be good stewards of. And part of that is simply because when you look around, this church does so much stuff, and that means that we need lots of people. For the sake of this, I'm going to talk a lot about it, but if you look at the three people that have talked to you about stewardship, they've each been involved with our church in different ways. We had Gabriel, who is involved with us as part of FBF, as a member of our church. That's Francophone Bethesda Fellowship. That's our worship service that occurs on Saturday evenings in French. We had John Muirhead, who is the chair of our mission committee, who knows all of the various missions that we do each and every year, and all of the various ways that this church tries to do the work of God out in the community. And we had the Jameses, who wrote a letter, who are care deacons, caring for each of our people. So right there, those are three different skills that you could be using to spend time and to be stewards of your gifts here. If you are skilled with languages or if you want to experience other cultures, joining us in worship at FBF and finding ways to assist there is a wonderful opportunity. If you want to be out in the community, connecting us with the different missions and missionaries that we have, the mission committee, but also our community care or community mission deacons and our world mission deacons would love to have you join them, as well as if you feel like your only skill is being really good at chatting with folks. The care deacons do that. That's their job, is to go out and remind people that they are connected with us by doing things like having a wonderful conversation with the folks that can't make it into our building anymore. There are, all, of course, all sorts of other opportunities here. We have need of folks that can run sound and video in the back of the house every Sunday for worship, but also for different funerals and other services that we do. We have need of people that understand how buildings work and are built as we try to maintain the two buildings that we have here in this wonderful place. We have need of people that are educators to teach not only our adults, but our children and our youth, as we try to rebuild a thriving children's and youth program. There are countless examples of the different skills that can be used by the church. Some may be things that you wouldn't think a church would ever need. At the start of the pandemic, I was a youth director for a Methodist church, I know, a Methodist church down in Austin, Texas. They were hiring, and they were actually wonderful. It was a very interesting church. If you want to hear about them, just ask me some other time. I have fun stories about them. But it was a wonderful job trying to run a youth program for them and learning about how you do that until COVID struck, and suddenly the youth couldn't exactly gather as often anymore. And we couldn't gather in our worship space anymore, a worship space that was in the round, so that means it's in a circle, not exactly the best setup for live streaming. What we ended up doing was a weird combination of pre-recorded footage and live footage, which I was able to figure out how to do because I had tried to do video game live streaming before I had gone off to seminary, as well as I had learned a little bit of video editing. Those two skills, which I wasn't sure I would ever get use of, have been skills that have shown up over and over again as I've done ministry, created videos for a youth conference, and created worship services each and every week for an entire year by gathering video footage from various members of the congregation and the pastors. We were able to create wonderful worship services. But it was a skill that I didn't think had much to do with God or anything like that. And yet that was the one that I was called to be a good steward of. As much as I sometimes wish I hadn't said yes, the one that I've been called to use to serve well. I wonder what gifts y'all have that maybe you haven't thought of as a way to potentially serve God. I know that we have some that seem a little off the walls, but for us probably seem more normal now, referencing the small group that I like to talk about and pick on. We, of course, have our Nifty Knitters who create scarves and hats for Kimmerer Village every single year, making sure that those kids get warm gifts every Christmas time. We have groups that focus in on how our church impacts its environment, the environmental care deacons, and who make sure that we try our best to be good stewards of the wonderful creation that God has given us. We have people whose mission and who have do the ministry, the incredibly important ministry of helping us simply clean up after ourselves when we do things like brunch and every morning when we have that coffee table downstairs. It doesn't just disappear on its own, and the staff are not doing the work of cleaning it up. It is the work of volunteers. Another skill that also we could always use are people that can organize volunteers, because that's also something that has to be done. Organization itself is a skill. And even financial management is a skill. We have the finance committee who tries to make sure we are good stewards of the resource that we often think about and make sure that we use it in a responsible way, a way that means that we have made it here to 175 years, and with good management, hopefully another 175. As we think about these various different skills we have, we may also wonder if we have enough of that skill, or if we have enough time. What if our offering of time isn't enough? Well, the first thing I want to tell you is that while we did ask for you to write the hours down that you are willing to give us each month on the pledge card, I'm not going to have a checklist that lets me make sure that you've done that. So if things change, don't feel bad. That's more of a thing for your own accountability, to remember you said, I can give 2 hours each month. And so remembering that you said that, you try and give 2 hours each month. And some months you'll probably do it, and some months you probably won't, and that's okay. But remembering that you put that down It's however small you need to make, and if you need to change that from hours to minutes, you can. You may also feel like your various skills don't have very much, like you don't have as much skill in that as you want. And that's where I want to remember the earlier passage. This most recent passage in 1 Peter tells us about how every gift we have is from God and that we should use them as God would have us to use them and as God would try and do them. Whereas for us, it's easier to think of how Jesus would use them if Jesus had those same skills. But that first passage reminds us that it doesn't take a lot for God to do amazing things. The mustard seed becomes the great bush. I've told you all about, we've had a sermon about that before where I talk about the differences in translation, but that bush provides housing and shelter for birds and other types of animals, and it provides a wonderful spice that makes our food taste really good, but it comes from a tiny, tiny speck. I remember accidentally scattering a few of those specks downstairs with our children when I was teaching them just how small a mustard seed really is. And then also the tale of the yeast. If any of y'all make bread, you know it doesn't take a ton of yeast to make the bread rise to a level that makes something wonderful for all of us to eat. So whatever gifts you have, whether those are mainly your financial gifts or other talents, these are all gifts from God. The vast amounts that we have and the limited quantities that we have. These are all gifts that we are called to be good stewards of. And so I just pray that as we think about that together, that we all try to understand best how God would have us use the things that God has given us. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.